This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 489 for Monday, July 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed on Monday after tumbling on Friday. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada raises 2023 canola crop estimate to 18.8 million tons. The Commitment of Traders report showed canola switching to a net long position for the first time in 6 months for the weekend of July 18th, according to the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Chicago soybean is up, as well as Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is also making gains as traders weigh a possible interest rate hike from the United States Federal Reserve and tightening supplies. The Canadian dollar is up nearly 0.3 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is down $2.60 per ton at $823.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are resuming their respective rallies after a weekend of light rains falling on growing regions in the country, as well as Russia's continued attacks on Ukrainian grain infrastructure. The Commitment of Traders report showed a reduction of U.S. corn's net short position by 16,000 contracts to 47,000 for the weekend of July 18th. The USDA's weekly ethanol report quoted prices at $2.30 to $2.50 per gallon U.S. regionally, 10 to 20 cents stronger from the week before. The majority of the U.S. Corn Belt is expected to see temperatures above 30 degrees over the next week. Harvest progress in the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso was 68% complete. The September corn contract is up 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.49. The funds were net buyers for U.S. soybeans for the weekend of July 18th, adding to their net long position by 13,000 contracts to 95,800. For Chicago soybean, spec traders reduced its net long position by 4,600 contracts to 44,914. Chinese Dalian soybean prices gained 32 U.S. cents per bushel last week to approximately $18 U.S. per bushel. The neutral weather pattern is expected for soybean growing areas of the U.S. for the next 3 to 4 weeks, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's forecast. The August soybean contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel to $15.15. The November contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.12. Russia attacked the Ukrainian port city of Odessa on Sunday night, as well as grain facilities on the Danube River near the Romanian border. Ukrainian farmers may start shipping their product through the Romanian port of Constanta. The funds added 3,300 contracts to Chicago wheat futures for a 54,418 contract net short as of July 18th, according to the Commitment of Traders report. Kansas City hard red wheat's net long was reduced by 4,800 new shorts to 12,650, while Minneapolis spring wheat added 2,354 net longs to 6,587 net long. AAFC is keeping its estimate for Canada's 2023 wheat crop above 35 million tons, while Markets Farm's estimate is 30.4 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 51 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.49. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 47 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.07. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 38 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.25. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.